Operation Amarok. 648 people have been arrested since last Tuesday to Friday. 648 people arrested in relation to domestic violence offences. Now, this was a blitz by the New South Wales Police, and I'm pleased to say the Deputy Commissioner of the New South Wales Police, Mal Lanyon, is on the line. Mal, 648 people is a ridiculous number of people to arrest.
Yeah, good afternoon, Chris. And I think really it does highlight simply the extent of domestic violence and certainly the focus that the New South Wales Police have and the impact we are looking to have to ensure that those people who wish to commit domestic violence offences cannot do so.
We know it exists in the community, but when you see that number, it just shows you how deep it runs in the community.
Probably to put into some context, last year alone, we attended 139,000 calls for service, of which 33,000 were actual assaults and there were 17 domestic violence homicides. So what you saw with Operation Amarok 1 was a real offender-centric focus, and that is we are going to target those offenders, and particularly those that we consider the most dangerous, to make sure that they know that they can't continue to offend.
And I've seen some pictures of this on A Current Affair with Simon Boder. I think he's doing a story on it tonight. You're not mucking around.
No, domestic violence is not something to trivialise, and it's certainly not something that we'll tolerate. So what we were really doing was making a very clear statement to those offenders that the police will be there. It is a priority for us, and we'll continue to chase those people, and we'll continue to target those people who wish to hurt victims.
So Operation Amarok, have you structured it similar to Strike Force Raptor, the serious teams of police who are essentially shaking down what are domestic violence offences?
Very much so. So what you're seeing is Raptor has been incredibly successful with its model of targeting offenders. We've elevated domestic violence into exactly that space. So we're going to look to target those that are most dangerous and make sure that they can't continue to offend. So the model has proven so successful as something that we think is entirely appropriate to domestic violence.
No argument here. Good on you. Thank you, Deputy Commissioner. I appreciate your time.
Pleasure, Chris. Thanks for your time.
That's Deputy Commissioner Mal Lanyon. Can you believe it? 648 people in New South Wales arrested for domestic violence offences just in 4 days. And did you hear that from the Deputy Commissioner? 139,000 calls last year in relation to domestic violence. It is a scourge that needs to be stamped out in the most forceful of ways.